R. Paul, I think we have one or possibly two sets of open session minutes.
Two.
Okay.
And they are September 3rd and September 10th minutes.
Okay. I don't generally do the minutes as a package. So let's start with September 3rd. Is there a motion to approve those minutes or to modify them in some way?
Motion to approve.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. They are approved unanimously. That'll bring us to the minutes of September 10th. Is there a motion to approve them or to modify them in some way?
There's a typo in the last motion there. It says TP approve the minutes as opposed to approve the minutes.
What's the typo?
It's a letter P instead of a letter O, and to approve the minutes, it says TP approve the minutes.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like that's being fixed. Any other modifications?
How did that get past the spell checker?
I think DP is a commonly abbreviation.
Oh, stuff happens. That's an easy modification.
Yeah.
Okay, is there a motion to approve as modified?
So moved.
Okay, are there any objections? Okay, so approved. Thank you, everyone. All right, so that brings us to the WBAI budget. We got pretty far with this at our initial meeting. We heard presentations from the BAI general manager, the BAI LSB treasurer, the BAI PNB finance committee member. We did a complete Q&A session, and then we did pretty much get through a round of temperature taking. R. Paul can sort of refresh my memory here, but there were a couple of areas that we identified that we wanted to talk about a bit more or do a bit more research on. One included the projections on the CPB grant. The second was fairly minor and involved the election expenses allocation. And I believe that the third item was the ratio of premiums to listener support, which seems to be the sort of issue of the year. But those are the three that I remember. There may also have been some discussion around the tower costs and verifying those. Is there anything I left out? Okay, so I think if we can discuss those and figure out what we want to do, then we will probably be about done with this budget. So let me hand it over to R. Paul, and maybe you can give us an update on files that you sent and any other information you were able to uncover between now and then.
Okay. Okay, the first thing is the CPB grant, which... You know, I think we were supposed to hear something about, and I haven't heard yet. So I'm not sure what the whole story is with that. What is the greatest estimate or something? Because my notes are that that was something we were going to hear about, and I have not heard. I have not heard back about that, so I don't know. I don't know what's in there. Election expenses. The general manager has said $18,000. Oops, wrong. You click on one thing, you go far away. The general manager at the last meeting was basically accepting $18,000 as the election expenses. So, second. So, so I have to do this one-handed. All right. And so isn't that about the thing? Because we had a my notes indicate we had that discussion, and the NFC thinks add about 4,000 to that, but he was saying he thought it should be the 18. So I think that might be an area where we might talk about it some more, because I don't know. How's that going to do? The other part is that the Empire, there were questions about Empire, and one of the things I brought up last time was we should really just, at very least, release the contract to the general manager. I personally think the whole world could look at the contract and let him know exactly what it's going to be for this year. We also discussed last time the idea that it might be good if somehow Pacifica could, help with the timing of scraping up money for Empire, because we have tens of thousands of dollars a year on late fees. So that's, one of the things to bring up. There is a spreadsheet copy of EmpireStates.xls that I sent out, and there are three tabs on that. And the first tab gives you basically a whole bunch of stuff that gets added in. We have the basic fees for Empire, and then there are loads of little things that they put in there and charge extra for. So you got that. It's this tab labeled Empire State. Then the next tab over is payments, and you can see the payments that we've done since last July to Empire. Many of them is by certified check that got walked in, some by wire transfer, so you can see the amount of money paid out there and when we paid it, so you can see why we have these late fees. Then we have a third one, which I believe is showing us something about no premium donations, which. Did somebody ask about that? I'm not remembering that. I was mostly the Empire State Building stuff seemed to be, the major important thing there. So you can see that in there. Now, anyway, the general manager said last time that we could open up a couple of extra days, to pitch, because the current budget calls for 102 days of pitching, which may sound like a lot, but for FY13, we've done 160 days approximately of pitching, because some of the pitching is a little bit off and on. There's also a, we are hoping, this isn't in the budget, he left that in the budget, but we're hoping that we will be able to get the Broadway ticket stuff at Saturday morning to start up again, and if we can do that, that will represent a good piece of change, and that would put the whole budget into black by a significant amount. So that's what I've been talking a little bit to the general manager about, and that sort of goes over what we've talked about here, and so. I am not sure. I'd like to hear from people. Why do people think we're going to need another $4,000 for the elections? And then after that, I guess we'll just talk generally about some of this stuff. And if anybody has something about the CPB grant, that'll be good to hear too. And that's about my update, I guess.
Record question.
Sure. Let me take a stack. I heard Richard. Who else would like to be on the stack right now?
Raul, to the stack, please.
Okay, Raul. Okay. All right, so Richard, we'll start with you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Arpal. I'm looking at what you sent in the wee hours. The only thing you sent was the spreadsheet about the Empire State Building, right? You didn't send another, you didn't send a revised budget.
No, I have not gotten a revised budget, no. The general manager spoke to me about, you know, an idea or two there, especially the Saturday morning ticket sales, and I have not received a revised budget from him.
That's unfortunate because I thought we were going to be able to look at the changes. And as far as those tickets, if he's not nicer to that man, he's not going to get him to come back. But that's an thank you.
Okay. Are you done, Richard? Yes, you are. Okay. So we'll go on to Raul.
Okay. Just wanted to talk about the CPB funding a little bit. I tried to get some kind of a methodology to kind of determine what we could project since both Summer and I don't have any information at this point. But if I have to base it on previous year's information that I gathered from the CPB website on the ISIS system where we reported the AFRs recently, I gathered some information that might possibly help us project or guesstimate what we can get. And again, this has no justification or instruction from CPB that this is how you project this, but just basing on 2011 information that was filed with the CPB, the AFR, the total amount of NFFS reported in the year 2011, which became the basis to determine the 2013 CPB funding, then I was able to kind of get the proration or the ratio of the funding versus the NFFS amount reported in the year 2011. So based on that information, I gathered that if in 2011 we reported NFFS amount of $2,154,000, and we got a total funding of $280,000 for 87 for the year, for fiscal 2013. That is equivalent to about 13% 13% 0.02% of the total NFFS. Now, since we already finished the 2012 AFRs, which resulted in WBAI's NFFS of $2,640,565. I multiply that percentage and arrive at $343,833. However, we have an overpayment penalty that would probably be reimbursed to CPB in the amount of $41,744 for WBAI, and that would probably net us about, again, there's no precedent to this, but for a lack of basis to project this, this is what I'm using, and we could say that about $302,089 would probably a good guesstimate for WBAI for the CPB funding. And then between the restricted fund and the unrestricted, unrestricted usually accounts for 76% of the total funding and 24% for the restricted funding for FSRN. And that's, if you want, we wanted to use that, that is how I derived that information. That's it.
All right, let's go on to Michael Novick. Michael, are you there?
I can never tell on my phone when I'm... Can you hear me now?
I can.
Hello? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I was looking at the Empire State. On the first tab of the Empire State, the last two columns are fiscal year 12, and fiscal year 12 year to date, and might understand those as budgeted and actuals.
Mm-hmm.
So the actuals are way over budget, and that's even before September on all of those. Is that right?
Okay, well, you're on the first tab?
On the first tab, yeah, the last two columns are fiscal year 12 and fiscal year 12 year to date. So it's fiscal year 12 what was budgeted, and fiscal year 12 year to date has this actually been spent?
Is that columns AF and AG?
It's AR and AS with a copy
on
the last two columns.
Last two, AR and AS. Let me. Okay, and your.
I'm asking you, fiscal year 12 is what was budgeted, and fiscal year 12 year-to-date is what's actually been spent. Is that the idea?
I believe that is what that's supposed to be.
Okay. And then on the payments, there's no payment for the September 13th, so
right.
That's going to have that's
yep.
a late fee.
Yes.
And on the no premiums, there's a column L that says in stock. I don't know. If I get that, it's like minus 538, minus 592.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything? Or?
I don't know. I have not concentrated on that, and
okay.
I don't know exactly what that column indicates. I'm
okay.
hoping that it doesn't indicate how many we're supposed to send out and haven't got. But I, you know, that would be pure speculation.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think there was a question about the ratio, and maybe this is was supposed to be in regards to that.
Oh.
A few donations without premiums, something like that.
Okay. I'm going to put myself on the stack.
Okay.
Does anyone else want to be on? Okay. R. Paul, I have a couple questions that didn't occur to me last week but are occurring to me now, so I'm going to throw them out. And then a couple of comments on some of the stuff that we're continuing
I have a question.
To deal with.
Manisha, I have a question. I'm sorry, I was on mute and I was trying to talk.
Okay, why don't you go now?
Yeah, I have a question from R. Paul. You said that Berthold, you have talked to Berthold about a updated draft, but is that what you talked about? And was he supposed to send an updated draft or no?
My impression was I was going to get something. We did talk about a detail here and there. So I was assuming I was getting an updated draft. I have not gotten it, and that's all I can say. I haven't gotten an updated one. Again, he spoke to me, and we talked a bit about the about a couple of things to do in there, which he thinks would lift the budget into the black, no matter what, and that's about it.
John to the stack, please.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we'll go to John next.
I seem to remember on that issue that Berthold indicated that it was a fairly straightforward budget change that he was proposing, that he could do it within a very short time. So I'm wondering if there's any possibility that he may have worked with it and just not gotten it to you, Paul. Is that possible?
I suppose that's possible. I asked him if we sent him the codes and all for tonight, and he has a family matter he's dealing with, and that's why he won't be here, and he's not in the office right now. So let me in fact update email, see if he sent me anything else.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Nothing new.
Anisha,
okay.
Can I ask a question?
All right.
Hi, Raul. Have you talked to Berthold about this updated budget or not?
No. There is no updated budget that he provides me other than this one.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think we should feel free to make adjustments here as we see appropriate. I don't think that's a problem. Berthold has a pretty good idea of what we're concerned about. Paul, I have a couple follow-up questions from last week. A couple of things that maybe I didn't pick up on last time that I'd like a little clarification on. Line 5750, community events. I have no problem with the amount. I'm asking what the big clump is in November.
Hold on. Okay, what line is this?
Line 13.
Line. All right. I'm saving the I saved the spreadsheet so that I can change it as we talk, and it's saving right now because it's big. And now we
okay.
Get up. Line 13. Community events. And you're looking at November. Yeah, I believe that's our art. What is it? Art auction? Art auction.
Oh, okay. You have an art auction. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's
okay.
What I believe that one is. Because that's the big thing.
Okay.
It's the biggest thing.
So, all right. So I've pointed out before that my feeling is that the capital expenditures for the studio build-out are probably, for all kinds of reasons, going to have to be outside funded. In other words, I don't think the AI, given its debt level, is going to be able to allocate much money for that. So I think one thing we may want to look at in this budget is basically taking those off budget. Because my feeling is that existing obligations for BAI, that will have to come first, will swallow up all that money and more. And we may want to manifest that in the budget. So another question, or two. Under administrative expenses, I never, want to underestimate legal expenses in Pacifica Land, but in between last week's meeting and this week's meeting, there was a certain development with regard to a pending case. And it's also true that there are still legal bills associated with that. But I'm noticing that we have $85,000 allocated in this budget between professional services, legal, and legal settlements. And I'm questioning if we still need that.
Maybe the directors can answer it better than I can, because I know in the past not all legal matters have been known to me, but
yes.
The 44,000 is an old figure. And looking at the 44,000, I think I can say I remember that figure, and I think I'm wondering if this has been carried over from a previous budget. And that the 44 I remember from a previous budget got paid, and it's in the past. It's over with. So I'm wondering, we might. I am not aware. Put it this way: I am not aware of any pending lawsuits at WBAI at this moment. Again, who tells me? And given that it's 44, which is the exact amount of that I remember from previous times, geez, do we dare zero that out?
So let me interject why I brought it up. At my own station, there is a large legal receivable from a bill, from a case that was settled. The settlement's been paid, and there are still legal bills. But that item was not shown as a budget for, as a budgetary item for this year under the concept that it was, had been accrued in previous years. So my assumption about the legal expenses related to the settled case is they've been accrued in previous years. So we would not show them as a line item to be fair to BAI. The question of whether you leave something in for lawsuits that have not happened yet is always a question with these budgets. And left to my own devices, I might leave $20,000 in there just because, for us. But the rest of it certainly doesn't seem to connect to anything.
Manisha, can I say something about this?
Yeah.
I don't have any new information, but I don't know if there is something from the past that we have not, it has not been discussed and calculated, because I know that we had a pending that was somehow guided on by the court. Don't know if the legal fees for that has been paid or not.
The question from a budgetary point of view, if we're going to be consistent from station to station, is not whether it's been paid as an interstation transfer, but whether it's been accrued in previous years. Because we already put through budgets from stations that, you know, owe money to lawyers. So we wouldn't treat BAI differently or than we treated the other station. Now, you know. So.
Raul, to the stack, please.
Yeah, Raul, go ahead.
Oh, just wanted to reiterate what you just said. You're absolutely right. All the expenses that we are, that we know that happened this year would be accrued as of September 30, 2013, all the expenses relating to that. So unless we don't know what's going to happen afterwards, after September 30 of 2013, but anything that we have incurred or spent during this year will be recorded and accrued for this fiscal year, 2013, that's going to end this end of the month. In addition, I believe there was some resolution to one other problem that might be a New York problem. I wasn't sure of that, but if we just get a resolution, we kind of won one of the legal battles in one.
Yeah. Okay. So I had three other very fast points. If Berthold thinks 18,000 is the right amount for the election, I think that's reasonable. We spent more than that in 2012, but in every case, the stations spent more than was budgeted in 2012. So WBAI did no worse or better in that regard, and that shouldn't get repeated. So I think we can live with the $18,000 compromise there. In my opinion, we're supposed to be trying to cut costs and move to online voting and do all these things. So it's not so expensive. There is the issue of the free speech radio news allocations in all of the budgets. We are going to talk about that. But I think for practical purposes, these are still national programming grants, so that essentially the offset is still correct, even if it's not per se for FSRN at this point in time. So I think we leave that in. And then the last item is the premium ratio. And I still think, as ambitious as you want to be about cutting down premiums, that 75,000 total in premiums for 1.5 million, can listener support, is probably about $25,000 too low for my comfort level. In other words, I support you in trying to hit 15 to 1, which I think is hard. I'm not sure I can support like 20 to 1. So that's one thing I would want to adjust. Okay. So are there any other items people want to highlight or feel uncomfortable about? I mean, the big elephant in the living room is the $250,000 amount that is due in November. But I don't think there's any way we can work this budget to a $250,000 surplus. So it may be a little bit outside of the scope of what the NSC can do.
Our poll for talking about a thing or two?
Sure.
Okay. Pardon me, I have to... Whenever I talk, I have to hit something so I remember that I was at that part, and so I can keep the minutes from rolling off. Let's see. About the elections in 2012, we also have to remember that there were some issues with those elections, and they went on longer, and that's why they cost much more. So I think... Although some people might think it's prudent, I think we probably shouldn't assume that the elections are going to get screwed up this time. And that would be the 18 grand right in there. The premium, the premium stuff. The program director is. Has sent out a thing of apparently, as I said last time, he's been instructed that we will use the USB flash drives, which I think someone wants to call Pacifica on a stick, which I think may need to be rethought in terms of branding it. But he has also said that there are other folks who show up all the time with premiums that do well, and so we're going to start hybridizing the premium situation, where the people who always raise a boatload of money with their premiums are going to continue to do that, and the rest of us are going to be pitching those USB flash drives with all the speeches and everything else on it. And so I think we're going to, knock down premium costs a great deal with that. At least we are taking steps that had not been taken before. I mean, one of the things I have to note is I've been at BAI for almost 32 years, and we didn't used to have premiums, but once we started having premiums, they got talked about at staff meetings, and I know that, like, 20 years ago, we were discussing the premiums and how it would go and this and that and the other thing. And the big thing with the premiums is nobody could predict what would take off. And so what they would do is, throw it against the wall and see what sticks. And so they would go through a bunch of premiums and something, whatever stood out in terms of people calling up to get that premium, then got pushed later in the thon. But the first 2 weeks of the thon were about shaking out your premiums. And as a result, we have had way too many premiums, which has been a major problem for BAI, too many premiums. About 6 or 7 years ago, around that time, WBAI had over 400 premiums, which was absolutely, even the people doing it who, I'll simply say, had a penchant for being totally unfazed by various financial matters, even they recognized, geez, 400 is too much. But 200 has been the norm because, you know, there's no way to really pick out what's going to take off. So we're eliminating that. The current program director is cutting that down by orders of magnitude. And so I think that our premium issue is certain. Well, one, it is absolutely, I can absolutely state it's being addressed as it hasn't been addressed before. I think the premiums are going to be well, and what we're getting is not going to be it's not going to be controversial in a way that we wouldn't want it to be controversial. I'll leave it at that. And so I think that we are going to have a better situation vis-a-vis premiums at WBAI simply because different people are in there addressing it differently. So so I think that's, I think that relates to the premiums, and I think we're going to change that this time. And I've gone on for too long, and I'll stop.
Okay.
Thank you for that. All right.
Manisha, can I ask you a question about, I see something that I may be totally ignorant of this, but I see antenna for 500 and 150 each month of the year. What are these for?
What line is this?
Antenna is 500. Antenna is 150.
150. Oh.
What is this? Because I know that we pay about $50,000 a month.
Okay. What line? What line is it?
Line 55.
55. 55. Okay. 5 transmitter. Okay, looking at that figure, I think that relates to at Empire. If you go into the Empire thing, you will see things like backup license and license fee. A bunch of what we refer to as the tower rental is stuff like this. Now, from the size of that figure, there is that figure is Okay, let me get back to that one.
Looks like something you're buying.
Say again?
It's under capital expenditures. It looks like something you're buying as opposed to a
antenna. Under capital
You know. Okay, 55. Yeah, at $6,000, that is, that may be something being put towards, you know, we go through the finals, the final tubes for a transmitter, and you go through those, and you're going to go through a predictable amount of that a year. I think that's what that might be. It's not for a new transmitter. I know that because those cost a little more than $6,000. But that might be for, like, parts for the transmitter. Again, the finals, which were a generic 8171 in the days when I did those things, they cost a pile of money each. And $6,000 looks a little bit high for just that, but I am thinking that this is also other bits that need to be done on the transmitter per se, the maintenance on it.
Thanks.
I will ask the general manager specifically on that, though.
Can I say something?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I think on the capital expenditure section, what the GM probably did was just amortize this whole amount into the 12 months when he could have probably put it in just 1 month, the acquisition of computers, whatever technical equipment for $3,000, and the transmitter, whatever additional accessory or parts that they're going to buy for the transmitter, maybe tubes and that ARPO was talking about, instead of probably putting it in one particular date or timeline of 1 month, he amortized it throughout the year. So I think it's just a presentation differences. It's not really an expenditure that's going to be like paid $500 a month on a transmitter, but a $6,000 budget is what he's talking about. That's it.
Okay.
Michael, does it stack?
Yeah, you're on the stack, Michael. Let me just ask one quick question. Are Paul on the rent line item in administrative?
Okay,
it's going up in March of 2014. That's because we're renting more space? Is that what the...
Which line is this?
Oh, hang on. I'm saving, so I need a second.
Yeah, I know exactly what that's like.
The little green bar is moving.
Let me anticipate without seeing which line that is. Is this for rent studio office rent?
Yes.
Okay. What's happening is, yes, the rent is going to go up because we are going to be getting more space. WBAI is kind of spreading out at 388 Atlantic Avenue. And I believe...
I know what I'm... Yeah, I actually know what my question is because it's the other way around because I know that.
Yeah.
But actually, the rent was going down.
Yeah, the rent is going down.
That's what I wanted the explanation on. 6610.
Okay.
Yeah, line 103.
104.
104.
Okay, why is mine not moving? Okay, 103, 104.
Mike, can
104, I, office.
104.
Rent, what? Okay.
Sorry, I think I'm off the line, but yeah, 104.
Okay. Oh, this is an anticipation of WBAI having studios at 388 because we're paying rent for 388 and we're paying rent at CCNY. If you at the start, it starts out at 10,200 and then it becomes 5,200 by about May. And at the local finance committee meeting, we were discussing with the general manager. And he wanted to put it in as we were going to be into our studios at Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn, maybe in February-ish or so. And, you know, other people said, no, you won't be in there until much later. So it was a compromise. We moved it to, you know, April, May. We'll do that. And this is about the build-out. The 5,200 you see there is the higher rent we will be paying as we spread out. Right now, it has been 4,500. There is, we're going to get some more space, and that'll raise it up to 5,200. So 52 and 5, CCNY is 10. And this is anticipating us getting the studios in, and therefore we will not be paying 5 to CCNY.
Which impacts the capital expenditures, right? Because if you don't account for those, you can't necessarily show that rent savings. Okay, I hear you.
Richard to the stack.
Yeah.
Or is it what?
Go ahead, Richard.
I'm sorry, I was on the stack.
Okay, you know, there's money in there for, or there's anticipation of building a studio, and we cut back the line item to pay for building the studio. That's kind of a unfortunate thing. The increase in pace is going to be more due to the remaining person, the remaining company on that. Over going away and BAI taking space, but I don't see how we can reduce the amount of the studio and then think in terms of the studio being in the future. I'd just like to say before I cut up again, I think it's very rude and disrespectful of the GM not to be here and not just get that revised.
It's not disrespectful. I had a personal issue I had to deal with my daughter. It's not disrespectful at all.
Well, where is the revised budget, Bertha?
Yeah, there was no revised budget. I was waiting for suggested changes to plug them in. Nothing was agreed upon.
We had changes at the meeting the other night. You said that you're going to get it all ready and we're going to look at it. We approved it. And you have done that. I didn't know you were on the call. I was told you weren't even going to come.
Well, I just came from a meeting about my daughter.
Well, that's your first stuff. I'm sorry.
Do you have anything else, Richard?
Yeah, I think we're being mistreated here. I think that we don't have anything to look at. The changes are made on. I don't know. I can't vote on this. I'll be quiet, though.
Michael Lovick, I thought I was on the sec. Am I not audible again?
I hear you.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Guys, before we continue here, I mean, look, we have to do this work together. So jumping all over each other to the extent, and I know and I do it too and we're all guilty, isn't really going to help here. What we have to do is get this budget to where we need it to be so we can be comfortable voting on it. And we do have to do it tonight. So let's try to keep as little blood on the floor as we can manage. Richard, go ahead.
I'm sorry, that
was Michael. Go ahead.
Okay. So I had a question on the budget figures we got regarding the tower rent again, having looked at the cost of the Empire State sheet. So the $49,000 that's budgeted per month for a total of $588 is the new actual rental fee going forward for the year, not considering any late fees. The sheet that was given to us about the cost of Empire State incorporated various late fees and came up with 500 and something. So the cost without late fees is going up again. Is that the idea for this coming fiscal year?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a projection that it will go between 7 and 10% up. And if you look at the new numbers compared to for the first, I don't know, 7 or 8 months, and you compare that to the spreadsheet you received before, you would see that the increase is about 7%.
Okay, and I know, Arpal, you've suggested several times that maybe the station could get some help from the network on making the tower rent each month. Do we have any plan to make sure that we don't have late fees on that going forward? Because that would obviously increase it again beyond what was budgeted, as happened last year.
Well, the best I can tell you is part of this fund drive coming up in October, besides meeting our goal, is to build a certain amount of BI body. I don't want to disclose right now. That would generate, cash flow. Certain amount of cash flow per month that would make it easier for us to meet the tower rent, which is going to be close to $55,000 a month.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I think there's a couple of things to say on the income side. Because you always have to start on one side of the ledger or the other. I think we're pretty okay with most of these numbers, except what's come up about these CPB numbers. And Raul, it sounds like you're standing by those numbers. You don't think they're too high?
Well, that based on that methodology, comparing it to the last year's computation, that's what I could guesstimate at this point, the best guesstimate there is.
Okay. Then, unless anyone wants to speak to any other line items here, I think we're going to stick with this number of $2,438,000. Going once, going twice? Okay. So that brings us to the expense side. So let's kind of try to go through it a little bit in order, and I'm going to leave capital expenditures for the end, because I think that's a complicated question.